This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty. Living just enough for the city.
Her brother's smart, he's got more sense than many. His patience long. Welcome back. Fox 2 at Key Malls this morning. Somebody said, was that your brother in the background? I doubt if it was like 6 a.m. if my brother was at Key Malls this morning. But we're closing up shop tonight.
You know, I pitched that story a couple of months ago when it was first coming out. And somebody said, well, isn't that the Cusimano place? I said, who cares? It's a St. Louis business that's moving west. I think it's an institution. It's got to be. I'm glad they were there today.
Yeah, very nice of the great Fox. I'm sure they went for food, and I'm sure they were all felt.
I guarantee a photographer said, we really should cover this because I think they have that cheese bread just laying out in case Frank comes by.
That's a fact. Like with Stasiak, you know, every one of these food picks, he'll bring home like enough to feed a family of 10, and he'll always come back to the station and say, oh, I didn't get fed. We had the Carl's the other day, though. When's the last time you've been to Carl's?
It's been a long time.
Has Carson been to Carl's?
He's never been to Carl's.
Oh, my goodness. That's child abuse.
A lot of times we've driven by, and it's crowded. It's
always 16 people.
To their credit, it's always crowded. I need to make a commitment to make it happen.
See, for me, it's when I'm driving by, I go, oh, I want that. And then I look, and then I like pat my money clip. I'm like, I have no cash. And I just
that's
go,
right.
It.
Now they do have a checker.
So is it all cash?
Listen, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But I have a personal issue with paying a $3 premium on anything just to buy it.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
Let me ask you a Mike Jones related question. Jeff Fisher told me, and I don't remember if it was on air during one of our shows or off air, but nobody ever asked, but if Kevin Dyson had scored, he was going to go for two, that they were going to go for the win. Wouldn't that have been crazy?
Wow.
Because after all of that, the craziness, you're thinking overtime. Haslam told us that in New England during a regular season game. They lost to the Patriots, but they were down near the end zone, and he said, had we scored, we were going for two, that it was already decided. So I know these coaches do make that call ahead of time. Can you imagine that? I think would you do that? Would you go for the win in the Super Bowl? Or don't you just get to overtime?
Here's the thing. The defense was absolutely gassed.
Which may have been part of the decision.
Yeah.
But and the second part of the decision was probably if we lose the coin toss, we're not touching the ball.
You know what? I misremembered my own story. Isaac Byrd told me that because he was on the Titans. And he said what people don't realize is Fisher had already said, we score, we're going for two. So that makes it even more valid.
I can remember who told me that. I remember when I first got into radio, I made a comment. I go, Pete, I made a comment that I don't think people talk about how that Super Bowl wouldn't have been over. There would have been overtime. And I remember somebody correcting me, being like, there probably wouldn't have been overtime if he scored because they were going for two. And I was like,
I'm into that.
That was one of the first things that was told me when I got into radio.
Right.
I can't remember who it was, though.
I love that idea. But I tell you what, though, in a Super Bowl, I don't think I could do it.
I don't have the guts.
No.
If my team is going against the greatest show on turf, the Rams, which were the favorites there, and I've got a chance to get into overtime at that point, I'm getting to OT.
Yeah. That's just too gutsy.
And how many people that played for the Rams are in the media? When you were talking to Mike, he said, well, London Fletcher's here, and Trent Green is here. They're working with CBS Sports, and Kevin Carter is here, and he's working in media. And, of course, Kurt Warner is calling the game. And did Kurt kind of end up in the role that Trent had for a while? Trent was doing a lot of Westwood One and still does. And then it seemed like Kurt's role became more prominent. I just hope that he didn't sort of supplant Trent in some way on the Westwood One pecking order. But it seems like he might have.
Boy.
Doesn't it seem
Kurt
that way?
Taking Trent's job again.
In terms of,
not to feel sorry for Trent, who's had an unbelievable career as a player and a broadcaster.
Yeah, no, he's in great shape and a great guy. But
you're openly on record as saying that Jason Witten's got to go and Kurt's got to be.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. Nobody would argue with that.
I don't think you can roll out the same Monday Night Football broadcast crew. And I think ESPN's got to realize it. Even with that show Get Up, they said, all right, we got to change things. We got to blow it up at least to some degree. I think they'll do that on Monday Night Football. And I would hire Kurt Warner in a heartbeat to do that. I'm trying to think of other Rams that are in the media. And Marshall Faulk was for a while. Torrey Holt was on NFL Network. Isaac, I guess, one of the few who has not really gotten into the media. But
and, you know, with the way he talks now.
Now he'd be great.
You can't shut him up.
Right. When he was a player, we could never pull a bite out of him.
He's got like a little, and he is kind of a pastor. We call him the reverend. He's got a little bit of a reverend feel to him, too.
I think voice quality, a little bit of Konzo Martin there, where they're very confident. They have a very distinct sound.
All right. We have some, we have some big news here.
Breaking news.
I'm getting a text from all my Mizzou fans. Dave Matter is reporting, and I got it right here.
Yeah, I got the full thing here, too.
Okay. Well, go ahead and read it right
so,
now.
So this is from Gabe DeArmond. Softball and baseball banned from the 2018-2019 postseason. Football banned from the 2019-2020 postseason. Each of these programs will have a 5% reduction in scholarships for the 2019-20 year.
This is the results from the NCAA. Remember the cheating scandal, the tutor who blew the whistle.
3 years probation, a 10-year show cause order for the former tutor.
2019-2020
postseason banned for the football program.
So they can't go to a bowl game next year.
Or the year after. Right? Is that how it reads?
Yeah. It says, is that the 2019 season?
Or is that basically saying that it's including 20 because they could be good enough to, you know, conceivably if they're a top five team, they would be January 2020 bowl games.
The 1920.
Okay, season. Dave Matter, and the NCAA investigation did not support that the tutor's colleagues directed her to complete the student athlete's work. Well, if they didn't, then why are they getting hit so hard?
So read it again. This is
recruiting restrictions for each of football, baseball, and softball programs during the 2019-2020 academic year include a 7-week ban on unofficial visits, a 12.5% reduction in official visits, a 7-week ban on recruiting communications, a 7-week ban on all off-campus recruiting contacts and evaluations, a 12.5% reduction in recruiting person or evaluation days. Dear Lord Almighty.
It is a 2-year football ban.
So Mizzou football cannot go to a bowl the next 2 years, and then the baseball and softball programs were also hit hard.
What about basketball? Wait. Not that maybe an issue right now.
Yeah, Gabe's saying it's postseason football ban is 1 year, even though it says 1920. I believe this is the coming postseason, but I am not sure. So apparently there's still some.
I have one guy texting me saying it's 2, so who knows? Because they should have just said a bowl banned for 1 year or 2 years instead of getting into this 2019-2020 thing.
And again, this was the tutor who said, more or less, that she was cheating on the behalf of student athletes. It got a little ugly for a minute, and then it kind of quieted down, but that was probably about 2 years ago. And this is the NCAA's ruling on infractions coming down. And so the baseball, softball teams were affected. Football.
Yeah. And here's the official release. A former University of Missouri Columbia tutor violated NCAA ethical conduct, academic misconduct, and academic extra benefit rules when she completed academic work for 12 student athletes. Although the tutor said she felt pressure to ensure student athletes pass courses, according to the committee's report, the investigation did not support that her colleagues directed her to complete the student athletes' work.
So it's big, but it's not. I guess it could have been worse, right? Could have been worse.
Well, I tell you, if you don't go to a bowl game for 2 years.
The football bowl is the thing that really jumps out.
All right, now it looks like it's 1 year.
But still, next year, we were thinking a 10-2 season.
Yeah, why is Kelly Bryant here?
I was going to say, if I'm Kelly Bryant, I'm like, oh, great. I'm excited about playing for Mizzou. Maybe we will win 9-10 games, but I was kind of hoping to go to a good bowl game.
Let's go to that restrictions of recruiting for a second, Rock. Go over that just a little bit. How does this affect?
Let me get back to Gabe's tweets. So there's 7-week bans during the 19-20 academic school year. There are 7-week bans on unofficial visits, recruiting communications, and all off-campus recruiting contacts and evaluations. Does that mean, and then there is also a 12.5% reduction on both in official visits and in recruiting person in recruiting person or evaluation days, a 12.5% reduction in both of those. And this is for the football, baseball, and softball programs for all of next calendar.
So apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, is that she did not work with anybody basketball related, and that's why basketball is not hit.
I'm guessing that's why.
When this was going back a few years ago.
A vacation of records in which football, baseball, and softball student athletes competed while ineligible. The university must provide a written record containing the matches impacted to the NCAA media coordination and statistics staff within 45 days of the public decision release.
Wow.
So they're getting wins vacated and stuff.
I think when this first came out, the allegations, we all sort of joked, too, that it didn't include basketball. We said, well, thank God, during the Kim Anderson era, they were losing a ton, but they were not cheating. I mean, to be fair, that's what it was. This is going back a few years. So it would have been during that era of Kim Anderson when they weren't very good, but it appears they were not caught up in this scandal either. Poor Mizzou. Boy. And meanwhile, Bill Self still not implicated fully.
But the biggest is Roy Williams. I mean,
how many years?
Yeah, that seemed to be a lot more academic fraud in North Carolina. There's Hockey Bob.
The great Hockey Bob.
Good to see you, sir.
We just made peace on Facebook, okay? We love Bob. Even if we don't go to his calls immediately, there's only one Hockey Bob, and we're grateful.
Yes.
We are grateful.
Is Cam Jensen in the car he's driving today?
How about Five for Frank? Let's do this. Brought to you by Greenville.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
And by the way, if you're a Mizzou fan or a Mizzou backer, maybe just stay off social media today. I just went to my Twitter account. First thing I see is Mizzou is trash. It's going to be a long day on.
Oh, boy.
The Jayhawk fans may or may not be chiming in a little bit.
Illinois fans are loving this.
Illinois fans may or may not
be
chiming in.
Yeah, let me go to our text lines, too.
It's going to go nuts. All right, Frank, first question is Mizzou related. It has nothing to do with the Tudor scandal. More surprising number, that Mizzou Athletics brings in $107 million or that they spend $109 million? They made $107 million Mizzou Athletics in revenue, but they spent $109. This is the Dave Matter yearly sort of fiscal report that came out.
Well, I think we have to blame it on Howard Richards and those expensive dinners at Bruce Chris.
That's got to be.
God, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, they bring in $107 million across all their sports, all the different revenue streams, includes the SEC network. They said football attendance being down is one of the things that's really hurting the overall budget.
That is. How about this, though? Mizzou luck. They'll go undefeated next year and no bowl game. Because you look at the schedule, there is a chance they could be 8-0 headed to Georgia.
That would feel very Mizzou. I'm sure Barry Odom's got a bonus in his contract for bowl games. All right, more depressing right now, Frank. The weather or the basketball scene in the area?
I'd say the basketball scene.
Because the weather's going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm not positive about the basketball.
Look, we knew Mizzou was going to get beat last night at Auburn, and we didn't like our chances with Illinois at Minnesota. But the SLU loss is the most devastating. I mean, that is not a great team. That's a team that came in like 6-14. That's just brutal.
Yeah, if you're Travis, you're probably waking up, assuming you're sleeping, all night long and saying, Richmond. They were 1-6 in the A-10. Now, it was impressive. That late SLU run, it was like a 14-4 run. All of a sudden, they're scoring like crazy. I was encouraged to see they can score at a fast pace if they need to. But you shouldn't be playing catch-up against Richmond. SLU's 3 losses, total of 8 points.
Wow.
In this 3-game
win. How about the last-second moment by Javon Best, though, that almost tied the game? Were you watching at the very end? Did you see that?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the fact that they even got – that they threw the ball to him, terrible, gave him a chance to shoot it.
And are you
– on their part, but it almost went in.
And are you with me? That was a good no call because he just got all ball. There was like a slight bit of body, and I know I'm a homer and I want SLU to win, but that was just such a good defensive play. You could not have called the foul.
My first reaction, you know, the blink was like, oh my God,
yeah,
terrible.
For sure.
And then the more I looked at it, I thought there – I was torn for a little bit because I thought there's some risk there. But it's about as clean as you can get. It's almost impossible not to get some contact. And I hate when they call every single foul. You're probably right. I mean, it was probably as good, as clean a block as you're going to see. All right, number 3. Let's see if I can read my own writing. True or false? Fox Sports Midwest needs to start trolling the Cubs. The Giants TV home. I think it's SF, NBC, I'm not even sure. Whoever carries the Giants, the official home of the Giants, San Francisco Giants, did a little trolling on Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers tweeted out and said, hey, Clayton is available now on Instagram. Make sure you follow Clayton Kershaw on Instagram. And the San Francisco NBC Giants Network, whatever it is, wrote back, "Oh, don't worry, it'll disappear by October." That's a pretty pretty good trash talk from the official team voice of the Giants. Don't you think now Midwest needs to up their game a little bit?
Absolutely.
Start trolling the Cubs, perhaps?
Yeah, I think Jim Hayes would be the man for that role.
Well, he tried it once, right, saying the Pirates were...
And did La Russa get mad at him?
Yeah,
and
did he have to
apologize? Oh, yes. My gosh. Yeah, it's everybody's throwing shots. Why not St. Louis? It's a good idea. I like it.
All right, you are Tommy Pham. You're going to arbitration. Are you going to insist on being in the room? Are you just going to are you going to let your lawyers and agents handle this? I know who you are, Tommy. Are you insisting on presenting your own case?
I tell you, I could present it better than an attorney.
Right.
Better than an agent. Yeah, I think if I'm Tommy Pham, I would do it. He would make a great presentation. And he's got that kind of Mr. T kind of quality, and he pauses and short sentences, and he's tough and he's dramatic. Yeah, if anybody can get more money, it's Tommy Pham.
I think he'd be intimidating in the room.
Yeah.
And finally, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Should the Super Bowl do away with the Roman numerals? Are we getting to the point now it looks silly? John Brown pointed this out with LIII. He said, if you look close enough, it just looks like a giant lie, which is really appropriate
applicable, yeah,
for the NFL. Doesn't LIII look
kind of dumb? Yeah,
that's
a good thought. I like that idea.
Just call it 53.
Because how many people really know, especially the young people, what that LIII means?
Oh, even when they put up there, he played in Super Bowl XIV, and I'm like, oh, now I got to go. Hold on, was that 30?
Listen, I can list like every Super Bowl played in like the last 35 years and who won. I honestly lose track of the Roman numerals and never have kept it in my head. Like I do it by the year of the season it's played after, and that's how I differentiate Super Bowls. I've never done it like
never done
Super Bowl 36, 39, 50. It's never been how I've differentiated Super Bowls. And I think it's really odd they do it that way. I always have. It's weird. And also, they stopped trying to make the logos cool. Like, they remember how they used to do different stuff, and it was kind of, like, themed, like, where the game was being played. And now it's just the same block lettering with the Lombardi in the middle in one way or another. It's really boring.
All right, from a friend of mine, well, Mizzou is finally a true SEC program. That would be a non-Mizzou backer texting in.
Let's see. Could Kelly Bryant change his mind with no bowl game, Jim and Crestwood? I guess classes have already started.
Yeah, and I don't know the guy at all, but don't you get the sense he's fine with it? He just wants to come to Mizzou, play one more year.
He'll play 12 games with plenty of opportunity to succeed against top-notch talent. You know who that young lady is right there, Martin? This young lady right here? She is the one who is responsible for getting my Achilles back to work. She works with Dr. Patrick Huck and Dr. Rick Lehman, that whole kind of thing. Her name is Nicole, and she's very sweet, innocent, and beautiful, but she just pounds this Achilles.
Yeah, Frank has complained constantly about the work being done, but then he gets back up and running, and by up and running, I mean eating food profusely.
When do you think that I will be on a treadmill going at 8 or 9 again? Month or two. All right. So.
In the meantime, just cut back on your diet a little bit. Eat a little less.
But that's Nicole. She's one of the best in the business. She works with Dr. Patrick Huck.
And she's loading up on Powerade here at the Schnucks.
Yeah, she's eating rather healthy, as we have potato chips here on the right. So, all right, Nicole, have a good day. Thank you. All right, let's take a short time out. We got a lot to talk about when we come.